Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Turns out the Oakland A's preferred location to keep the team in Oakland may not be such an ideal location after all. Phil, what problems are we talking about? We're talking about the Howard Terminal location.
We're talking about a Howard Terminal location on the port of Oakland. Now, you have to understand this is 50 acres on the estuary there that has served as a pretty heavy industrial section of the port. And over the years, it's been home to oil tanks, a manufactured gas plant was there, a place that made charcoal bricks was there, briquettes for your barbecue. In other words, a lot of different things that are still in the ground there and are going to have to be dug up and removed. They're called polynuclear aromatic hydrocarbons, and they can cause cancer. Now, you've got to get them up and get them out of there if you're going to build a ballpark, but you really got to get them up and get them out there if you're going to be putting in a hotel and housing, which is part of the A's plan. So they're going to have to be testing, and they're going to have to take a look at how they're going to clean up this 50 acres. And as you and I know, when it comes to situations like this, whether it's there or in the former military bases or the shipyards, it can be a touchy situation and costly.
Anyone using the initials EIR, Environmental Impact Report, yet?
Yes, they are. They're starting to look at it, and that's going to be part of it. Cleaning these up is going to have to be part of it. They might have to go in there, take out the dirt literally, rinse it out, and then bring it back in. It's going to be just one of the many steps that the team is going to have to be taking as they get serious about Howard Terminal. You wouldn't find these problems out at the Coliseum because it's been out Coliseum area, but this has been an industrial area. So they're going to have to deal with it. It's also tough because it's right on the water, and that puts them in contact with a lot of different state and local commissions, including the Bay Area Conservation District. You have the state lands and, you know, just various waterfront areas in there. And while this concern is starting to pop up, there is starting to be organized opposition from neighbors down there, you know, other terminals saying that, you know, you bring people in, we don't have the cars, that could disrupt trucking to the port, that could create problems for expanding the industrial areas down there for blue-collar jobs, so expect for them to weigh in. The shipping merchants have questions. The Save the Bay people have questions about it being on the ecologically okay. And the bar pilots who bring in those giant mega cargo ships in and out of the Port of Oakland are also raising questions, saying the ballpark lights could blind them while they're driving at night, and they want something taken care of. So the A's have their work cut out for them, especially if they finally have a deal together and have this thing built by 2023. That's going to be a pretty tight time schedule to fill.
But Phil, the fact that the soil is toxic, it's an industrial area. Everybody knows it was an industrial area. That can't be a surprise to the A's.
It's not. It's a question of how much it costs to remedy it, Patty. One of the ideas is you would just seal it off, and it's been sealed off for years. You basically put a big slab of concrete and asphalt over it, and it's like, you know, Tupperware. You seal it up, it's not coming out. But it's the cost, and it's the, how far do you go? So I'm going to tell you this. It's not a unknown for the A's. They knew they were going to have the problem or the challenge. The question is, once you open up that lid and take a look at what's down there, what's it going to cost to fix it? And that may or may not be a surprise.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.